News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Money tip on co-signing. Kevin Myroff, NCA Financial Planner, is with us this morning. Okay, let me ask you up front. Co-sign, you can throw out regular loan, student loan, parent, non-parent, relation. Do you separate any of that when you look at this decision, Kevin?
Yeah, you got to separate a lot of it because this is very common, Bill. I could come to you and say, Bill, we've been friends for over a decade, and I'm trying to buy this car, but I've had some problem with my credit, and I could afford, I got a job and everything, but can you just come sign, co-sign for me? They need a co-signer.
Right, right.
But and what position does that put you in?
Well, and Kevin, I saw you and your family were in the Bahamas last week, so I mean, if you were, you know, you had the money to do that, I mean, all right, I don't want to get ahead here. Kevin's got a few things to think through if you're asked to co-sign. Well, first of all, if I'm co-signing for a loan for somebody else, I'm guessing I'm on the hook. It could affect my credit then, right?
Yeah, I mean, originally what's happening is they're piggybacking on your good credit. So they may have poor credit. It may cause them to get like a 16 or 70% car loan, where if they could get a co-signer, then the car loan will go down to 2.5% or 3.5%. And so that's the main reason that they want to do this, is that it helps them get a loan they couldn't get without you.
So think about it. If a money professional won't loan to them, then, you know, there's got to be a reason if somebody's asking you. Okay, if the loan is not paid back, you're the co-signer, you're responsible?
Yeah, you're responsible in a big way. The bank looks directly to you, and they don't have to have a reason to come collect for you. If it's not being paid for any reason, you are 100% responsible for that loan. So think about it. It's just not signing something to get somebody a better interest rate. You are literally responsible for that loan legally.
Kevin Myroff at NCA Financial Planners, 4 questions to ask yourself if you're ever asked to co-sign for something. And when it comes to this, it could and will affect my credit score then, huh?
Oh, you bet, Bill. And let's assume I do tug on your heartstrings a little bit, and you're
sure.
Like, okay, Kevin, I'm going to do this for you. And you sign up, and then you and your wife decide that you want to buy a vacation home, and you go to get the home, and they ask you have any credit. You go, no, we've paid off our house. We're good. And they go, but wait, there's a $35,000 car loan on this. So you're like, what $35,000 car loan? And then you remember that you co-signed for me, and they're saying, based on that, we really, you know, we can't give you the loan. Sorry.
So my co-signing also then is a part of that big pool that the credit people look that I've got access to then, huh?
The second you sign, co-sign a loan, it shows up on your credit report, and it'll affect your credit score. It'll lower because now you have responsibility for somebody's loan.
Okay. Can I get released if I've co-signed for a loan? How complicated is that?
This is a new thing. Some loans, the loan has to allow it. But if the loan will put conditions upon the original person you're co-signing for,
mm-hmm.
if they meet certain criteria and could qualify for the loan on their own at some point, they'll release you. And so if you're like if it's your child and they don't have a job yet, and you know they're graduating college in a year and they're about to get a good job, you know, you could be released from that one.
Interesting. All right. Well, think it through carefully if indeed you are asked. Kevin Myroff, NCA Financial Planners, with the tips on co-signing for a loan. News Radio, WTAM 1100. Kevin, thanks much. I'll follow up later on the car I want to buy. Maybe you can help me, okay?
I'm sorry. I can't hear you, but have a great week,
Hello.
Everybody.
You too, Kev. Thanks.